Welcome to the United Cast. It's Entertainment Talks podcast for Man United. I'm your host Matthew, and today we're going to be doing the newest edition of Who Should Stay and Who Should Go for the upcoming 25-26 season. I thought I'd put the podcast to bed for the season, but I haven't actually done this for quite a while, probably like a couple of seasons, and it's always interesting to do this and to go through our squad and try to sort it out. So how this is going to work is the same way I did it last time, is I'll talk about each player. I'll then do a me yes or no and club yes or no. What that basically means is, do I think or do I want the player to stay, and do I think the club wants the player to stay or go? That sort of thing. Let's just kick right off into it, I suppose. Make my screen brighter so I can read these names. All right, we'll start off with the goalkeepers. I know Tom Heaton is here, but he's here to do whatever he's here to do. We've got Altay Bayindir. I think will probably stay. I would like him to stay. I think he's had more good appearances than bad appearances. And in terms of just both of the keepers, I think both of them will stay anyway. So Andre Onana being the other one. I think it needs to be more a case, because I can't really see us buying a goalkeeper this summer. Now, just keep in mind, I'm recording this on the 13th of June. So any transfers that have happened, any players that have gone or come in or whatever, obviously that's going to be... I thought I'd rather do this sooner rather than later, because there's transfers happening and I want to squeeze this in before anybody actually leaves. Or I know Cunha's come in, but anyway. So I can't see us actually buying a goalkeeper this summer unless we do go for Martinez from Aston Villa. I think what you could probably do, though, is knock Onana down to number two, give Bayindir like a proper chance. Because other than one game where he was really, really bad, he's actually been all right in goal. Maybe it's a case of giving him a first team opportunity and seeing how that goes. I'm going to say the club will keep both of these players, and I don't mind if they both stay. I know some people might be furious about that because Onana's not been very good, but I think if you almost punish him in a way by giving Bayindir more chances. Because the other thing you can do, again, is bring in another goalkeeper, get rid of Onana, and probably still keep Bayindir anyway. Unless you bring a new one in and keep the other two anyway. But I think it may be a case of just give Onana some competition with the player that's already there and put Onana on the bench. As we move on to defenders, there's a few easy ones to do here. Harry Amass, yes, obviously going to stay, and yes, I'm happy for him to stay. Diego Dalot, I think will probably stay, but if you would sold him and upgraded on him, I would be fine with that, especially for that right wing back position, especially with Ahmad there and all that sort of thing. I think he'll probably stay anyway, and so will Harry. I've already talked about Harry Amass. I think the club will probably keep him anyway, and so I'm leaning more towards no. I don't really want the low to be here next summer or for next season. We're talking about the start of next season. I would be fine if he got sold and was upgraded upon. Make him sound like a piece of a machine. Patrick Dorgu, I would be happy for him to stay, and I think he probably will stay. I think it's a case of him having competition with someone in that position who's older. And no, I don't think Luke Shaw is the answer to that. We'll talk about Luke Shaw in a minute. But yes, for Dorgu, I would say yes, happy for him to stay, and I think the club will probably keep him. Johnny Evans is already gone. Aidan Heaven, yes to both. He's been fantastic this season. Can't see the club selling him. He's only just got here, and he was excellent last season. So, yes to both on those. Lindelof has gone. Harry Maguire, yes to both. I think he's improved massively in the last, let's say, 18 months to 2 years, roughly. I think he's improved a lot. I don't think the club is interested anymore in selling him. He is getting a bit older, so maybe we can bring up this conversation in about two more seasons. Although, when does his contract expire? Expires next summer, so maybe we see him off next summer. But if he keeps up these performances which he's had, I think he's one I'm looking at and thinking, okay, another year or two, and then we'll have more of a proper discussion about that. But for the immediate future, for next season, I think the club will keep him. I'll be happy for him to stay. Martinez, Lisandro Martinez, happy for him to stay. Obviously, be great if he stopped getting these long-term injuries. I think the club will probably keep him. Be surprised if he left, and would like him to stay. Mazraoui, happy for him to stay, but I think we've got to stop playing him at right wing back or left wing back or left centre back. Just keep him at right centre back. That's clearly where he's best, and yeah, I'm happy for him to stay, and I think the club will keep him anyway. Luke Shaw, how long has he got left of his contract? Another 2 years, 2027, the summer of 2027. I think it's time. I think he should have gone a while ago, actually, because the last time he was really good for Manchester United was when we played four at the back, and he had that left side sort of relationship with Rashford. But that was a while ago. That was probably like a couple of seasons ago when we last properly saw that. Like the overlapping, underlapping sort of left side partnership with Rashford. It's been a while since we've seen him actually do that with Rashford. So I think he was really poor in the cup final as well. Again, just keeps getting too many injuries. But it's the problem of he's probably on quite a bit of money. I don't know what his wage actually, I don't have that in front of me. He's probably on too much money. He's got 2 years left on his contract. He probably will just stay until his contract expires, and then we'll probably just let him go for free. How old is he? He's only 29. So he could be one that you could look at and go, right, he's got a couple of good years left at United because of his age. But he just it's he also just doesn't really play anymore, does he? So, but I think the club would want to get rid of him, and I'm happy for him to be moved on and upgraded. Of course, we've got people like Yoro and what's he called? I just talked about him, Heaven breaking into the team, and that they could easily kind of take his spot. So, Lenny Yoro, pretty simple. I'd love to keep him. Think he probably will, and the club will probably keep him. And the same thing for De Ligt as well. Probably will stay, and I'll be happy for him to go. I don't think you're going to get much transfer activity regarding our defenders, unless it's the wing backs, like more wing backs joining than leaving. But for the actual centre backs, people like, Yoro and De Ligt and all the other ones, I don't think that you'll really see any of them apart from Lindelof. I don't think that you'll see any of them go, and I don't think that we're going to buy any more centre backs. I think it'll be more in the other positions. Midfielders, I got Casemiro. The prospect or the idea next year of having the two central midfielders. Being Casemiro and Bruno Fernandes, and they're both over 30. I know Bruno can still run about. Casemiro can't run about as much as he used to. It already doesn't work as a midfield pivot, if you want to call it that, a midfield two, and that feels like the main thing going forward. So it's not that I actually have a specific problem with Bruno or with Casemiro. I do think they're both at that age where you could sell them both and probably replace them both with three or four players. We'll talk about Bruno in a minute, and of course the whole £100 million thing. When does Casemiro's contract expire? Next summer. He will probably stay then for one more season, and yeah, he'll probably stay for one more season and then go on a free next year. I can't see him leaving. But again, the prospect of again, with how bad we are right now, of Ah, man, the because I think there's too many positions for the striker and the 2-10 positions. I don't think Bruno's actually going to play there very much. I know Ugarte is in the team and Kobbie Mainoo's in the team. But that concerns me next season. The idea of having Casemiro and Bruno continuing in the midfield too is concerning to me, but we'll see what happens. So for me, I would happily see him go this season and upgrade on him, get somebody younger in. But from the club standpoint of view, I don't th there's not any talk about him going either. I know there was last year, but I can't see him going. So club, no. Me, yes. Toby Collier probably has a good future at Man United, hopefully. I'm happy to see him stay and be, managing his minutes, slowly putting him in certain games, substitute appearances, that sort of thing. I think the club will probably keep him, and I'm happy for him to stay. Eriksen's gone. Bruno Fernandes, a big talking point this summer. I think it was Al Hilal offered 100 million for him. Bruno said he wanted to stay. Now, I saw a lot of arguments that, okay, if we sold him, you could buy two younger players for his position, which makes sense. I've been personally very up and down on Bruno Fernandes. Of course, he often scores a lot of goals, gets a lot of assists, doesn't always play as good as he should. But if you're looking at Bruno now, and okay, contract doesn't expire till 2027. He's just hit 30. He's not exactly slow, but if you were to say to me, okay, you could sell him and get two younger players who are more future-proof, let's say, I would have done that. So in regards to that, I would say yes, but as you've seen from the social media posts, the YouTube videos, this club is obsessed with him. And even if I think Bruno had said he wanted to go, I don't think the club would have allowed him to go. I really don't. We're very attached to this player. And I guess that's fine for one more season, but then if you go into the end of next season, it's all one year left on the deal. The 100 million might be gone. Like that's a lot of money to, and we're talking about, rebuilding all the time. That's a lot of money to turn down in a rebuild state. But this football club is obsessed with him. Like they posted, like, hey, here's all Bruno's goals, and all posted interviews and stuff with him like that. I noticed that the days after. So even if he said he wanted to go, I don't think the club would have accepted the offer, which is a bit mad. So again, I know a lot of you out there like Bruno more than me, but you've got to consider 30 years old, 100 million pound offer. There's a rebuild job that you can do there, especially for those two midfield spots as well. So anyway, who else do we have? I've got a few younger lads, which I'm sure we'll see popping up. We actually don't have a lot of midfielders, which is also concerning. I'll talk about that in a second. Kobbie Mainoo, there's been some talk of he's a sellable asset, as our, good old Jim has described him. I think it would be a genuine tragedy if we sold Kobbie Mainoo. I don't think he's actually going to go anywhere. And his contract doesn't run out until 2027. So, still got 2 years left on his deal. I know his agent has been causing some problems of asking. It's not been Kobbie that's asked for more money, it's his agent that has been asking for more money. So, that could be a problem, but he can always fire his agent. Players have done that before. If his agent becomes a problem, he can always fire him and get rid of him. But Kobbie Mainoo is one of a handful of players that we need to be building around for the future. I've already mentioned people like Aidan Heaven, Lenny Yoro, people like that, among a few others. It's probably like four or five players that fit into that category. Ones that really need to stay, and we should be building the future around. And Kobbie Mainoo is absolutely that. Again, you could say he had an off year last year, but didn't everybody? Apart from a handful of players that actually played well, yeah, he had an off year, but so did the whole team, hence, us finishing 15th. So he's the one player in the team. If we sell him this summer, it would be an absolute disaster. Plus, who the hell are you going to replace him with at his age as well? But Because, like, okay, let's say, I know there's a lot of talk about PSR and the whole, if you sell your academy players, you get 100% profit and all that. Okay, you sell your most promising player for 60 million or so, which is criminally low for Kobbie Mainoo, and then you buy somebody else for 60 million who's worse. We've mucked it up then, haven't you? Anyway, yeah, definitely yes. Do I think the club will actually sell him? You'd hope not. You'd really, really hope not. And just by the way, I know I hear a lot of discussion about the players in this team, and particularly in the midfielders. Like, okay, is someone going to play in the two in the middle or the 2-10 spots? And there's been some questions of like, does Kobbie fit this system? I don't care if any players in this team fit this system because we shouldn't have this manager. We shouldn't be really using this system because it's been a failure, like a genuine disaster of a failure. So if you want to make the argument of, oh, we shouldn't keep Kobbie because he doesn't fit in this system, well, I'd certainly pick Kobbie before I pick this manager or this system. There's multiple players in this squad I would pick over this system and this manager. So I'm throwing that argument out the window. Anyways, moving on from that, Mason Mount had a bit of resurgence at the end of the season. Had a bit of resurgence at the end of the season. Has had some injury problems. Hopefully, those have stopped a bit now, or stopped completely, hopefully. If he can keep himself from getting injured and actually pick up some form and hopefully kick on next year, I don't think the club are interested in selling him. I would very much like to keep him. I like Mason Mount a lot. I think he could be very useful for this team. I think he's a very, very good footballer. The number seven thing, okay, you could change his number, whatever. And I don't think anybody's going to be coming in for Mason Mount, so I don't think that you've got that as a problem. So the club will probably keep him, and I say you should keep him as well. And the last senior midfielder, Manuel Ugarte. I think you've got to keep him, really. I think he should be worked on as the, like, I was going to say senior. How old is he? He's only 24. I think if you buy someone, again, this could be from the sale of, let's say, Casemiro. You sell Casemiro, you buy the hard-working, ball-winning midfielder. You buy someone who's older than Ugarte, and you rotate that player with Ugarte, and have someone like Kobbie Mainoo doing, the skillful work next to him. Again, I'm not even specifically talking about the 3-4-3. I'm just talking about your two main midfielders. One that's hard-working and ball-winning, and one that can do the, progress the ball forward, which could be where Kobbie fits in. So that's the way I'm kind of looking at that. Again, Ugarte had a bit of a shaky season, but, who didn't? So I'm fine with keeping him. I think the club will probably keep him as well. And if you sold Ugarte and didn't replace him, I think your midfield is really in some trouble. So we've got him. Why is Marcus Rashford not in this list? That's really weird. Cunha's listed here as the number 10, and Rashford's not on this team sheet. Is that because his loan's not ended? Let me just look up Rashford. Rashford. Yeah, it says he's. It might be because his loan's not finished or something. Anyway, let's go back to Man United. Cunha obviously has just got here anyway, so I don't know why we've bought Cunha, to be honest. I saw some people saying he could play in the six role. That seems. I don't know. I don't know what's going on. Anyway, let's move on from that. So let's talk about Rashford instead of Cunha. Now, I'm going to do this in a very simple way. Actually, before we go to talk about our forwards, let's take a quick break, shall we? Hi there. If you're looking to get started with a website of your own and a domain name, we've got good news for you. With our affiliate link with Kualu, you can click on that link, which is in your show notes, which is for our affiliate link. You can go over to Kualu to get started with your website and domain name today. They've also got a very handy chat support system, which is usually in the bottom right hand corner, to send messages back and forth to Kualu if you'd like to ask them for help to get started with your domain name and website today. So that's Kualu, and you can use them to get started with your website and domain name today. Thank you very much to Kualu for this affiliate link. Hi there. If you'd like to get rid of the ads in Entertainment Talks podcasts and listen to the ad-free versions of our episodes, we've got good news for you there as well. You can subscribe to Entertainment Talk at either the $5 level tier or $10 level tier. The $5 level tier will get you access to all of Entertainment Talk's previous ad-free podcasts and the future ad-free podcasts that we make in the month that you're subscribed for. If you also subscribe to us at the $10 level tier, that will get you that benefit that I've just mentioned, and it'll also grant you access to request a review for 2 episodes of a TV show and a general discussion on that show, or a film review of your choice. So if there's a TV show out there or a film that we've not covered perhaps and you'd like our opinion on it, we can watch 2 episodes of that TV show or film review. So it's one of either of those per month. Of course, if you continue subscribing each month, you can pick a TV show, then a film the next month, and so on and so forth. This is a great way to support Entertainment Talk, get your ad-free podcasts, and also get some reviews of your choice. Thank you very much for supporting us, and thank you for listening. Back to the show.
All right, back with the podcast. Let's talk about the forwards. Sancho's not listed here either, although he's also coming back. Chelsea paid their $5 million to send him back to us. Marcus Rashford. Again, when it comes to the likes of, let's say, Rashford, Antony, Sancho, Hoyland, all of our forwards apart from Obi and Xerxes, which includes Garnacho as well. It seems okay. So, from a point of Hoyland, Rashford, Antony, Sancho, Garnacho, it looks like we're trying to get rid of all of them. Garnacho seems to be the kind of number one sort of, you know, new enemy, so to speak. Ahmad obviously is going to be staying. I'm very happy for him to stay. Probably one of our best players. So just get Ahmad out of the way. In terms of all of those players I just mentioned, apart from Antony, because I don't really understand why Betis, I think it's Betis he went to, isn't it, wouldn't want to keep him because he'd done really well out there and I'm very happy for him. He didn't work out so far in a Man United shirt. Was he actually in Amrim's team at any point? I can't remember. I can't remember when he actually went on loan to Betis. I think it was in January. I might have that wrong though. Apart from Antony, who, you know, £100 million player, all this sort of thing. I would be happy for Antony to be moved on because I do think he's been very poor. And I just think, like, from the things I've seen that he's done at Betis, he's done very, very well out there. The fans seem to really like him. He seemed to have a really great time out there. So I think everybody, including, you know, including myself, the club and everybody else, should be in agreement that, you know, Betis, you've got to pay up some money and you just keep him, because that just seems like it's just everyone's agreeing that that's what's best for him. So I would, yeah, say Antony to go there, and the club would probably want to do that. Again, is it going to be 30 million, 40 million? I don't know. We're obviously going to lose some money on Antony because we paid 100 million. On the case of Marcus Rashford, I'm a big Rashford fan. I think that so with Garnacho and with Rashford, because they both seem to be in a similar position, I think the comments that Amorim has made towards the pair of them have been wildly unprofessional. I mean, with the case of Rashford, him saying to Rashford, I would rather play my, 62-year-old goalkeeper coach on the bench, that's just unprofessional. And then saying to Garnacho, for reasons I don't really understand, I pray that you find a new football club. I think both of those things are just stupid to say. I think Amrim needs to go anyway, so I would just rather kick Amrim out the door before I kicked Rashford or Garnacho out the door. I'd be happy for them both to stay. I think they're both, I think you need a coach who's going to come in and get the best out of both of them. But those that you have the current problem of, they've both fallen out with the current manager. Although I wouldn't keep the current manager, so you can just ditch him and then just keep Garnacho and keep Rashford. I get that there's more of an argument and more of a case of selling Rashford over Garnacho, because Garnacho is much, much younger and has been here for, what, like a couple of seasons. I don't know why there's such desperation to sell Garnacho. I know there's the whole thing with the social media posts. Most of that seems to be his brother, so I don't really care about that. I think you've got to just manage that off the pitch and try to get the best that you can out of this talent. I think Rashford's a tricky one because he has had some off years at Man United. Although when Amorim came in November, from about November until January, from what I remember, he was doing quite well. In fact, like the last game I remember Rashford playing under Amorim, he had a goal and an assist at half time, and then he was subbed off. And then Amorim moaned at him for not training well enough. So, but why did you take him off anyway in that game? I don't know. To be honest, if I was Rashford at this point, right, and it seems like every time Rashford gets played and we lose, it's like, oh, why didn't Rashford do enough? Why didn't Rashford do enough? Why didn't Rashford do enough? It's like there's a bunch of other players in this team that can do something. So I would happily keep Rashford. I would give him another chance. Not that I felt like he needed another chance because he hadn't ruined the one that he already had because he was doing well anyway. And like if it's a, if it's just a case of it's not even that Rashford's got out of form. It's the case that Amorim has fallen out with Garnacho and Rashford. Well, I say screw Amorim in that situation and just bring the two of them back in. I think they will benefit this team more than he will. So I would say yes to keeping both of them, but I think Rashford will be the more difficult one to sell because of his wages. I don't think Garnacho's wages are as high. But do I think the club wants to sell the pair of them? I think it's more a case that Amrim does as opposed to the actual club. I think the club itself, because when I say the club, I'm not necessarily talking about the manager because I don't care what he thinks. So, I feel like the club would want to keep the pair of them. Like the actual football club itself. And I think the teammates would want to. So yeah, I would go with the club want to keep him, yes, and I would want the pair of them to stay anyway. Let's talk about Sancho now. Sancho's a very interesting one because when you again look at those three specific players, okay, Garnacho and Rashford fell out with Amorim. Sancho fell out with Ten Hag. Sancho didn't fall out with Amorim. Sancho fell out with Erik ten Hag, who's not here anymore anyway. Again, I think the same, maybe even worse with Sancho in regards to, okay, forget the idea of do they want to keep the player? Does the player want to stay here? And I think I wouldn't blame all three of them really, whether it's Sancho, Rashford, or Garnacho, if all three of them were like, you know what, we've done what we can for this club. All three of them have had enough. They don't want to be here anymore because it's just too toxic, and they want to leave. I wouldn't blame the three of them if that's how they were feeling. Because instead of the argument of like, okay, Sancho didn't fall out with Amorim, he fell out with Ten Hag. Should he stay? Does Sancho even want to stay? I mean, he tweeted about, freedom and all this sort of thing. Because there you have a different case there where he hasn't fallen out with Amorim, but he's fallen out with the club and fallen out with the fans. I would happily keep the three of them still, because I think that there's just too much talent there. But it feels like a longer bridge has been burned there with Sancho. That bridge has been burning for longer than the other two players. So I just don't know if Sancho would want to stay anyway. But I would keep him, but. Again, does the club want to keep Sancho? That's the thing I'm focused on. I suppose so. Yes, maybe. I know. I've said yes to a lot of these. Although, as I go through this team, I've not actually read out that many players' names, really. We've got a very thin squad, which is what I pointed out this season. So, all right, moving on from that, let's talk about Hoyland. Again, does the club want to sell him? Because whether Amorim does or does not, I don't really care. You know what? If I was Hoyland, and Hoyland, I don't know if some of you have noticed, Hoyland has become the new Rashford. He's the new punching bag of, if you don't score and we lose, it's your fault. Because that's what was happening with Rashford. It was like, Oh, we lost. Did Rashford score? No, Rashford didn't score. Therefore, Rashford is the reason we lost this game. Now that Rashford's not there and he can't be blamed, it's, oh, did Højlund score? Did we lose or draw? And if we lost or drew the game and Højlund didn't score, it's because it was his fault. Which is not fair. Because even, Erling Haaland doesn't score every game. Mbappe doesn't score every game. And, not every player is going to score every game, are they? And you're not going to win every game. I wouldn't blame Haaland if he's like, you know what, you lot don't pass to me. Because we've seen him, the guy himself, kicking the post, getting really annoyed. And the ball just doesn't get past to him anywhere near as much as it should. I wouldn't blame him if he turned around and be like, sod off, I don't want to be here anymore because you guys just don't pass the ball to me. And he just left. What needs to happen with Højlund is because, okay, let's say we sell him this summer. And there has been some talk about that. If you sell him, you need to bring in two out and out strikers, because Cunha's not an out and out striker. Cunha is, from what I understand about Cunha's play, he is like a wide 10, which we have a bunch of people who can play in that spot. Therefore, I don't understand the Cunha signing. Plus, it was 60 million. That was I think we just did that because the release clause was there and we didn't have to negotiate because we're so bad at negotiating. I don't feel like the club wants to sell him. And I would happily keep him, but I would also, okay, if you sold him and you brought in two out and out strikers, one that was maybe a bit younger and one that was an older striker, I wouldn't have a problem with that necessarily. But like, 'cause if we don't sign an actual striker, because I don't count Cunha in that slot, plus how old is Cunha? He's a bit older. He's 26, and we end up with well, excuse me. We end up with just Højlund as our striker. We're gonna have the same problems next season. We need somebody for him to learn off of as well, because Ruud van Nistelrooy is not even there as the coach for him to learn off as a striker. We need to go and get someone who's like 28-ish, and has like is a proven Premier League striker and all this. We need to go and sign someone like that. Now that pool of players is very small, but that's what the scouts have got to go and do. So I would keep him. I don't know if the club wants to. I don't really know if what Amorim thinks of Højlund either. Because also the answer of, oh, you can keep Xerxes and keep Obi. That's not the answer to that situation. If you sell Højlund, you start Xerxes as your main striker because he's not an out and out striker. He's more of a sort of like false nine type of striker, isn't he? He can score goals, but he's not what you're looking for in an out and out striker. So if we kept Obi, who, from what I believe, is more of an out and out, poacher sort of striker, although Obi is 17, so you don't want to be putting the pressure of that of like, hey, by the way, your main is the main striker next season, good luck, and you're 17. It will probably end up worse than Højlund because he'll then be even younger and even more inexperienced. I just can't see that working out. So, although, you know what, if Højlund was sold, regardless of if we replaced him or whatever, right, at least I wouldn't then have to hear over and over again about how it's his problem. But then I feel like the fan base would just move on to another player and just blame them. Like if Xerxes wasn't scoring, it'd be, oh, it's Xerxes' fault that we've lost this game, and we just always blame it on the striker. So, yeah, I don't know, I don't know. But I would keep him, and I feel like the club wants to at the moment, so I'd say yes with that. But again, it depends on who we buy in the forward line. We do seem to be more interested this summer in buying more forwards, but that just leaves me very nervous about our midfield. So, yeah, because essentially for our midfield, and I'm talking about the two central spots mainly, you got Casemiro, Bruno Fernandes, Mason Mount, Kobbie Mainoo, and Manuel Ugarte. I like those players. I'm getting Casemiro and Bruno, depending on what day it is. I feel like you need more than that, though. I mean, I know Colley is in there, but I don't know. I don't know. That doesn't feel good enough as a midfield to me. Yeah, so anyway, I think yeah, that's all the players. Xerxes, I'd be happy for him to stay, and probably will, and same for Obi as well. So yes to me and from the club. But there are a few that I'm torn on. I'm not completely certain on, like Højlund, and it's mainly the forward line, isn't it? Like, okay, does the club want to keep Antony? Does the club want to keep Rashford, Sancho, Højlund, Garnacho? I don't know. We'll have to see. But that's a lot of players to move on, and we're not going to be moving on all those players this summer. That's just not going to happen. Whether we sign, what's his name, Gyökeres, and or Mbeumo as well, because it's not even the transfer fee; it's the wages. Sancho's on like 350 or something. Rashford's on 300 something. Antony's on a lot of money. And you have the two problems there, particularly let's say with Sancho, where it's sort of you got 2 years left on your contract or so, and because that was what apparently happened with Chelsea. Chelsea said, "Yeah, we'll keep you, but we'll give you 114 as opposed to 300," and Sancho was like, "No thanks," which I don't really blame him for. So yeah, but it just like okay, because Villa couldn't get Rashford or whatever, they didn't pay the 40 million. Again, for someone else to come in, you're gonna have to pay the transfer fee, then you're gonna have to pay him 300 grand a week. And do you want to do that? And we've fallen into this pit so many times as a club in terms of, you know, getting rid of Di Maria, getting rid of Sanchez. Obviously, Sanchez was a massive one, he was on like 400 grand a week, and nobody wanted to pay him that money. So we just you still have a contract, so you just have to whittle down your contract and see how it goes. Which again, for players like Casemiro, and particularly someone like Luke Shaw, is going to be a big problem. It's going to be a big problem for Antony. It's going to be a big problem, like, because even with those forwards, and I think the forwards is more the focus for Antony, Sancho, Rashford, Garnacho, Højlund, and yeah, I don't know if I've missed one. They're all on pretty big wages. So I don't know. It feels like for some of these players, you just need a fresh manager who's going to come in and do something with them. Because particularly, I'm particularly looking at Garnacho, Rashford, and Sancho, and I'm going, there is still talent there. You just need to nurture it properly, and you need to coach it properly, and do something better with it. And I certainly don't think Amrim's the man to do that. So. Because again, whether it's a case of Amrin wants to keep these players or these players do or don't fit the system, I don't care about that. I really, really don't care about that. That's what we seem to be doing. Anyway, yeah, I'm just realizing I said yes to a lot of them, and I just think it's a case of upgrading over a few players and then just adding to this team. So, and then just this manager, like, just get rid of him. So, anyway, what are your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments on my choices here? Would you? I know a lot of you say like, hey, you just keep two players and then get rid of the rest of them. If that's the case, who would you keep? Who would you get rid of? But also, I think it's key to when we're going through this individually, when you're looking at a player and going, right, they've got to go. Are you looking at that player and thinking, right, get rid of them and get someone else in, or just they're just not needed in this squad? Like, you don't need to replace them. Like, do you need to replace some of these players or just get rid of them? Because those are two different things. So that's kind of the way I look at it anyway. Anyway, who would you say yes and no to in this squad? Who do you think the club wants to get rid of? And who do you think Amrin wants to get rid of, apart from a few more obvious choices? Let me know. Give me the yeses and the noes for each player or whatever. Are you surprised at some of my choices? Are you not? You can let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments, whatever on the squad. Matthew at entertainmenttalk.org, social media, eTalk, Care, Entertainment Talk, and his information in your show notes. In the meantime, you can find everything else that we do on entertainmenttalk.org, TV, games, films, my United podcast. If you missed it, I did do a United cast wrap up podcast. Talking about the season and how dreadful it was and all that sort of thing. So yeah, you can check that one out as well if you want to. And yeah, this is the last podcast I'm doing for this. I should have done this earlier. I just kept putting it off because I didn't really want to do it. I don't really want to do Monday night podcasts right now, but at least I can put I can now. I know I said this on the wrap up podcast, but this is the last bit I'm doing until August, and then we can come back in August, do a preview podcast. Because I know, again, next week the fixture's coming out. I am not doing a podcast separately on the fixtures. I can just talk about that when we actually go to start the season, and I can talk about, first couple of games, how it might go, this, that, and the other. And I can move that stuff to a preview podcast because I'm tired. I'm very, very tired of thinking about this team, looking at this team, hearing news about this team. I'm very, very tired of this team. I just want to put it, just go away. Just go away, please. Oh dear. Anyway, let me know your thoughts, feelings, questions, comments. I've already told you how you can do that. You can of course support all the podcasts that we do on entertainmenttalk.org and podcast platforms. Entertainment Talk for TV, games, films, Man United podcasts. So check out what we do. We do cover other stuff as well, and we cover other things that we like. We just got wrapped up with Last of Us, although there's some anniversaries coming up, so look out for all those podcasts. Just did a preview podcast for Superman as well, the James Gunn upcoming Superman film that comes out soon. Did do a podcast for Win or Lose, the Pixar miniseries that's going to be out soon as well, and other things as well. Big gaming talk podcast this week, and check that out, as well as other things that we're covering as well. So yeah, check it all out and support it. You can listen to more stuff and word of mouth social media, and if someone mentions something the podcast is on, please tell them about said podcast. Patreon $5, $10 level tiers, ad free podcast review options as well if you like to. TV and film news, Geek Town Radio Tuesdays and geektown.co.uk. It's for all your TV and your film news over there, so check all that out. And then yeah, there's YouTube Entertainment Talk Plays. Check that out for all the video game stuff. Thanks for listening, and that is it. That is it. For now, I am done until next season. All right, so let's see what transfer business does and doesn't happen over the season. Sorry, over the next 2 months. See who we get to play at the beginning of next season. I'll be back in August to talk about all of that. And that's it. And we'll see what happens next season. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next season. Or for other podcasts in the meantime, thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time. Goodbye.